Well, I'm going to start off this morning a bit of a competition. I'm looking to see who has ever been on the furthest journey in your life. Now, think about it. Who has ever traveled the furthest distance in a car? Now, I hope you're not like my mom. She has friends who live in Donegal. Any of you know where Donegal is? No? Some of you? Well, let me tell you about people in Donegal. People in Donegal, and I have to be careful because I was telling this story one Sunday in Shankill, and after the service, the woman came to me and she says, by the way, I'm from Donegal. But the people in Donegal, they have a different pace of life. They do things a bit slower. And I went to visit my mum's cousins in Donegal one day, and they asked me what way I came. And I told them what town I had come through, the neighbouring town. And they says to me, oh, that's an awful bad road from that town. And one brother says, oh, maybe it's got better since the last time we were on that road. And they started to count up, and it was 25 years since they'd last been on that road, and it was only to a town 5 or 6 miles away. So I hope you're further travelled than that. Who has travelled the furthest? Who thinks they've travelled the furthest? Right, you were first hand up. Where have you travelled to? Oma, right. Anybody further than Oma? You? No? Anybody further than Oma? Dear me, you're nearly as bad as the people in Donegal. You don't really travel too far. Well, listen, I love to go to places I haven't been before. But listen, you see, when you're going to a place that you haven't been before, it presents all sorts of problems. And that is, you don't know where things are and you don't know where certain roads go. And because of that, there's some things that are very helpful. And that's these things here that I've brought along with me today. They're called signposts. And you know, when I started to think about that, I was reminded, you see, when we turn to God's Word, when we turn to the Bible tells us that our life is like a journey. It's like a really long journey. It starts when we're born, it lasts all the years that we live, and it ends when we die. And you see, sometimes in the journey of life, we don't know the best way to go. But God has told us in His Word. He says, I will instruct you, and I will teach you the way to go. God guides us, God shows us the way to go, and the verses in the Bible are like signposts along the road. Now, let me show you some signs. Here's one that I have brought here. Now, this sign here, this is known as a red triangle sign. Now, can anyone tell me what that sign means? If you see that sign along the road, what does it say? No, I can see where you're coming from, but that's not what that one means. Anybody else take a guess? That's right, it means it'll be slippy. You see, anywhere that you see a sign that has a red triangle, it means there's danger. It might be fallen rocks, it might be cows crossing the road, it might be a bad junction, but wherever you see a red sign means danger. And listen, you see, when I turn to God's Word, in God's Word there are verses that I call red triangle verses. Verses that warn us of our danger. There's verses that warn us about the danger of taking drink. There's verses that warn us about the danger of being cheeky to our parents. All sorts of red triangle verses. Verses that warn us of danger. But you know what the greatest one is? It's the one that reminds us that the wages of sin is death. You see, sin's something that we've all got. It's when we do things that are wrong. And the Bible warns us that there's danger for sin. Because if we die with our sins, we're going to have to be punished for them. But listen, there's another sign that I see along the road sometimes. Not just the red triangle sign, but here's one here. Anyone know what this means? Anybody know? Well, let me tell you. I'm going to have to start and ask these bigger people down here. Now, this one here means, you see, if there's danger ahead, if the diggers are digging up the road or a tree has fallen, this is what's called a diversion sign. And this sign reminds us that you don't have to go down the road the danger's on, that you can turn off, that there's another way to go. And listen, you see, when I turn to God's Word, there are verses that I tell us that remind me, I call them diversion verses. Verses that remind me that I don't have to go to hell and be punished for my sin. One verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know what that verse reminds us? That verse reminds us that because Jesus has died on the cross and taken the punishment for sin, we don't have to go to hell and be punished for our sin. But if we take him to be our Savior, we can go to heaven. And so there's another way. Now here's another sign. Now listen, I have cheated with this one, because there was two problems with this sign. Number one, it's in England. And number two, it's really massive and I couldn't bring it with me. But here's a sign here, and this sign's over the top of the motorway. Can anyone tell me what that sign means? Anybody know? You are very shy. Here's a boy who's going to take a go. Yeah, this sign here, you see the way, there's an arrow going this way and there's one going straight on. This sign shows us that there's a junction coming ahead. And do you know what we've got to do when we see this sign? We've got to make a decision. We've got to decide, are we going to stay on this broad road, or are we going to take off onto this road? And you see, that reminds me of something else the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that we have got to make a decision. You see, it's all very well known about sin, and it's all very well known that Jesus has died on the cross. But you see, if we're going to go to heaven, we have to make a decision. And that decision is, we've got to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior. And you know when the Bible tells us to make that decision? Does it tell us to make it next week or next month? No, it doesn't. It says now is the day of salvation. The Bible tells us to make the decision and to make it now. One more sign I'm going to finish with. And this is it. Anyone tell me what that sign is? Yeah? No, not just dogs. That in there means no entry. It means you're not allowed up that road. Listen, do you realize there's no entry verses in the Bible? Because John tells us, John chapter 3 tells us, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know what that means? That means if we don't have Jesus as our Savior, then there's no entry into heaven. If we don't know Jesus as our Savior, if we haven't asked him to take away our sin, then you and I and our mums and dads and our grandads and grannies, we can't get into heaven. And so, boys and girls, that's why it's so important not just to know about Jesus, but to make the decision to ask him to be your Savior, and then we know that we'll be well.